Hey, I'm Jack.
And I'm Chad. And if you're listening to this podcast, you may be wondering, where can I get my hands on the rulebook to this amazing game they're playing?
Well, you're in luck, because Legends, the superhero role-playing game, is now available for purchase on Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, Chapters Indigo, select comic and game stores, and even off our website, www.matchplaygames.ca.
So if you've ever dreamt of battling injustice, pick up a copy of Legends, the superhero role-playing game. The world can always use another superhero.
Last time on Legends, a superhero story.
Is there a chance you guys aren't actually the Dynamos?
We're not the Dynamos.
We pick up bounties every now and again. There's a pretty hefty bounty on the Dynamos, and I just so happen to be able to monitor the power scanners in this place, and when your power signatures came up, thought we had a hit.
J5 Bucks 3150.
And it's a tiny little computer chip, and there's only one of them in there.
I say we put one of Tracy's trackers in there.
Oh, fuck yeah, bud.
You can actually see one big ball heat signature flying in. It splits off into three and then five. Before I start shooting, what's the plan here? Are we trying to let them get away with one of the trackers, or should I be dropping them right now?
Make sure that one gets it. The one that gets it is the one that gets away.
One of them turns to the smallest of them. Get the chip and get out. We'll handle this.
Do I see him pick up the box?
He does a quick like, finds it, opens it, just nabs it straight out. He is up. He should be up out of the hole already. You head off after to follow the tracker, to follow the final raider.
That's so nice, seeing the new Centurions, meeting new people and making friends. Now, they just need to see where that tracker ends up.
Alrighty.
All right, does somebody want to start GMing? Okay, so picking up where we left off last time, you guys all got into the van and drove off following the raider?
Yee.
Following the little tracking marker. I imagine everybody like huddled around the back, around Squire's phone, following like beep, beep, beep as it goes around the city. So what's the plan? You guys are just following the marker then?
I would say, yeah, if it's like, depending on which way it's going, in all honesty, if we're following it and if we're, you know, gaining or whatever, if we're going anywhere near our base, I just worry if they're going to drop into a den of raiders if we're not at full strength. I don't know if we could get DF patched up a little bit, or
I don't think there's I don't think like we need to be following them so closely, because I think that's the point of the tracker. If we want to stop, swing by the base to get some healing, I think that we should.
That's true.
Like that's the point of having the tracker, right?
Very true.
I'm just down for United and Squire agreeing on something together.
Yeah, no, I'm totally fine with that.
Cool. Okay, is that
my,
the plan,
my only
then?
Worry? Swing my only worry with that is if he gets to wherever he's going and he opens it up and they figure it out. But if we've got time, let's do it.
But we'll still know where they were when they
in
stopped.
In fairness, I mean, a very precursory glance, because it was a clear plastic baggie. And he obviously didn't know what it was, right?
Right, yeah. So. And if it goes to wherever it's going, we'll figure that out.
Okay, cool. So swing by the base first?
Yeah.
I walk in.
Get healed
blood
up.
Blood falling from my eye.
So you go over. I think we established it takes like 30 seconds to get over there. 30 seconds, 30 minutes to get over there. You just like let foot on the van. Pardon me, sorry.
Yo, who's been modifying the van?
What time was it previously? It's like probably 11:30 midnight now.
Well, the big score was at 11, so the raiders showed up at 11, right?
Yeah, okay, yeah. So I would say it's probably around 11:30, 11:45 by the time you get there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think from the TV like room, you just hear what they're probably on their third or fourth watch through of Cool Runnings, Bridget and Cece, and they haven't moved at all.
Is Bridget actually still like engaged in this, or has she just kind of lost it?
As soon as you guys walk in, she does like a double take. She's like, oh, hi everybody, and like runs away from it while Cece is staying like glued to the TV.
Aww.
I think she definitely liked it, but it was probably like
not three times in a row,
not three times in one sitting for her first movie she's ever seen.
Aww.
Anyways, she's like, How was it? How is everybody doing?
I've been better.
We could really use some healing, if that's okay to request that.
Oh, of course, I'd be happy to help.
Thank you.
let me just look at the rule book really quickly and see what the healing rules are.
And she pulls out a massive book on when she's allowed to heal and what she's allowed to do.
Yeah. You know, she's gonna go double stamina for Javelin.
The first pass was not great.
24 she heals Javelin for.
Amazing.
I heard she kills Javelin for. I was like, excuse me?
Plot twist.
Yeah, so heals you for 24. Everybody can get all their stamina back.
Thank you.
As well, except for whoever was driving. No, I'm just kidding. Well, that would be pretty mean.
It costs stamina to drive?
Well, the idea is that like you regain stamina if you're resting, and I would think that if you're driving, you probably wouldn't really get it back because you're focusing, right?
That's...
How wild are we driving?
Depends who's driving, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, CC's not here.
Yeah, CC gets no stamina back when he drives.
CC loses stamina when he drives.
We all lose stamina being in a car that CC's driving. And some hit points.
Who previously called Detective Maddie when... You had the raider in the lockup.
I did. Yeah. Squire.
Squire, your phone starts ringing.
Hello?
It's Detective Maddie.
Hey, what's up?
Oh my God, can you please? You hear like, and it sounds like she's being like thrown around, and she's like, I need help, please. I'll send you my location.
Okay.
The raider, I picked him up. I put him in the back of my car about 15 minutes from the base. He just disappeared, and now my car's going haywire. I don't know what's up with it, but I've been like driving around the city. I thought I lost my phone under the seat, but I've been thrown around. It clicks.
Okay, guys, we gotta go. Detective Maddie needs our help. Let's go.
I don't know.
Does my phone ding a location?
I think it's like it gives a little like tracking update type thing.
Cool.
Like a pinned marker on the map.
Cool. Find my friends.
Excellent. Bridget, do you want to come? Might need some healing.
I've never been in the field before.
Okay, well, let's go. Come on. You'll be fine.
Okay.
Let's go. I'll hop in the van.
Oh, why don't we take the warblers? It's probably quicker.
Well, then we get okay, and then you'll fly?
I'll fly.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
With my new 5x speed.
Excellent. Let's go.
I think so. You guys all jump on the warblers, right?
Yeah.
You head out of the base, and we see, like, you head out of the base, and the garage door closes, and then CC was like, oh. Like, he just didn't even, like, notice you guys were there at all.
Wrapped up in Cool Running.
It was just some random background noise for him.
So she pinned a location, let's say the Powers District by Red Terrace.
Okay.
Did did you share that with us?
Yes, I would share the location.
Okay.
If not, I assume we're just following you on warblers anyways.
Yeah, except I don't think you guys can keep up. I don't know if I should.
How fast can you fly?
175.
Covers. Oh, and the warblers top out at A tier.
By the way, as we were leaving, I yelled at Seth to get on my warbler just so Bridget and Squire could be on the same
shit.
One.
Shit.
Yeah.
You guys don't know shit. I didn't tell you about the coffee date. So,
Jack, can we roll senses on that?
Sure. You can get a super major advantage. It gives you a plus 25 to your roll.
What do I have to roll against that?
You can roll an intelligence contest.
Can I roll strength to intimidate them to not say anything?
Well, they're not going to say anything. I feel like they're subtle.
No. Do you know Daniel Cardoso at all?
Well,
whoa. Them's fighting words.
Are they wrong?
I'm not actually going to make you guys wrong.
Yes, they are, actually.
Daniel's very subtle sometimes.
It's fine. I rolled a 4.
Here's the thing. I will be a shit about things. I will not come out and say them.
That's fair.
That is very true. Can confirm.
So you...
So I think because it sounded like an emergency, I'll meet you there because I can go over the buildings. I don't have to go on the streets.
So right? United is going to get there a lot faster.
Show off.
But also the great thing is United might be able to try and look for the car because it definitely sounded like it was still moving and she's not sending live updates. She pinned a location.
Gotcha.
So we'll say that United maybe, I don't know, it's middle of the night. It probably would take 15 minutes to drive their normal style traffic with the warblers topping out speed, nice cornering everything. I'd say maybe like half the time, like 7-8 minutes to get there. United going even faster, probably like 3 or 4 minutes. So he's got like a 4 or 5 minute head start on you guys, essentially.
And I'm basically keeping the channel open and giving them updates.
Cool.
Whatever I see.
United, do you want to give me a senses contest? I'll give you a major advantage on this as well because you got like the eye in the sky.
A major advantage?
Yeah. So +5.
Yep. So it's 33.
33. So you fly to the pinned location and you start looking, and it takes you a few minutes of kind of sweeping back and forth, but eventually you see this car that's like in a parking garage doing a bunch of donuts, and then instead of going down the ramp and over, goes straight out the first floor and like boom, 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 and then keeps going and fishtailing on the road.
Is it like some standard undercover protector unit type vehicle, or
I think it, because of the time of day, it might have been her personal vehicle that she came by in.
Okay.
Or at least like it doesn't look like a protector unit, like armored car. It would be like for the detectives.
Sure.
So it would be more of like just a regular unmarked car.
It's not a Dodge Charger with the rail on the front and the two extra antennas on the back.
Well, also, just a reminder, pretty much I would say like 99% of the cars in New Olympus are electric.
Right.
So.
Okay. So I'm going to tell the group where I am. And where, what cross streets and that sort of thing. So are there cross streets that you can tell me, or
you're at the parking garage by Fifth and Haven Street.
All right, guys, parking garage, Fifth and Haven.
All right.
And they're going down. They're going down like or up actually. So Fifth, Sixth, Seventh.
Step on it, DF. Javelin.
I just call over the comms. Vroom vroom.
They're electric, so you're like.
Okay.
Can I? So, how far away are they?
Probably. The car's heading back towards them, so I'd say they're almost on an interception path.
I'm feeling like I should try to shoot out the tire or something to slow it down.
Can you drop me on the car?
Can I drop you on a moving car?
Aren't you in the Warbler? Yeah.
You're not there.
Well, they're on an interception path, so they're getting pretty close to each other.
I mean, yeah, I can come and swoop and pick you up, and yeah, I can drop you on the car.
Because my first concern is not stopping the car. My first concern is getting Maddie out of it.
Yes, absolutely. Because
my first thought was like, well, I'll just stand in front of it and let it crash into me. But like,
well, that's why I was going to shoot a tire out, because if you shoot a tire, the car just, it doesn't go as fast, right? Like it just.
But sure, sure. But also, Bridget is on the Warbler with you, so, and she doesn't know anything. So,
well, I was gonna say like park the Warbler first.
I can just imagine her jumping up and Bridget being like,
no, I just like tilt over, like dump her off, and then we go.
Welcome to the city. Try riding one of these on your first go.
So I'll give United an action first before everybody else gets there. And it's up to you if you're going to wait, because you're in communication with everybody, if you're going to wait or if you're going to try a tire.
Because I don't think shooting a tire would stop the car, but it could slow it down. Or it wouldn't flip. It just...
Well, if it's going at a good tilt...
I've had a tire fall off a car. Like, it just... Like
it skids. The chances of it flipping are... Unless the tire, like, explodes and actually...
Okay, so I'm going to... I'm going to try and tag a tire and slow it down. And then, yeah.
What tire are you going for?
Is it? Oh, it's electric, so they're probably all. I'll just do one of the back tires.
Okay, cool.
Because then I don't want it.
You would, yeah, because then it could.
Yeah.
It could.
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to give me an attack roll?
19.
Yeah, that hits. You don't really need to roll for damage. It's a tire. You can roll for damage anyways. This tire 14. Was invulnerable to energy damage. No, so you kind of bank. How close do you get?
Pretty close, because I don't want it to. I also don't want it like to have any kind of, because usually with the power blast, there's it's energy hitting it, right?
And it's so, a pushing force.
Yeah, so I want to try to control it and hit down on it.
Okay, cool. I think you swoop by and Maddie in the back seat like sees you, and you see she's got like a gash on her forehead and she's all kind of beaten up and hair flailing everywhere. She sees you and kind of like looks at the tire and sees what you're going to do. And she like jumps over and buckles herself in to the other side and holds on to the holy shit handle. And then she just gives you like a thumbs up.
Okay.
And I think maybe you give more of like a focused beam, like, and it starts sliding, and it definitely slows down a bit.
Okay.
I would say instead of going like 100 kilometers an hour, it probably slows down to like 60 or 70. Like,
cool.
Yeah. Can you give me a census contest as well?
Yep. 28.
Okay. When
26.
That happens, you hear like a bunch of like gears inside the car, like. And kind of like the horn beeps a little bit, but you just think that it's maybe like because the car's like hitting the ground and being impactful on the ground.
Okay.
Cool. Now I'm going to say basically everybody else is there. What's the plan?
Back tire's gone, guys. Or driver's side back tire's gone.
Do we think that if I get on top of the car, I can just like go to the back and like hold on and dig my heels in.
Let's try it.
Because you slow it down enough that Maddie can get out of it, right?
Can I, from my position on the Warbler, can I see which side of the car Maddie is on?
She's on the passenger side because she jumped to the opposite side in the back.
Yeah.
She was in the back seat.
But can I see that?
Yeah, I think so, because I think you guys have probably met up, and I would say you've got the two Warblers maybe behind, slightly behind, and are matching pace with the car essentially now.
Okay.
Since you've all met up.
I'm going to pull over. I assume I'm the one driving the Warbler. I'm going to pull over to the side that Maddie is on and like pull up really close and give her an option to jump off the car if she wants.
Or like jump onto the Warbler?
Exactly.
I make some space for her.
Like through the window?
Or if she can open a door.
The window.
So should we be rolling initiative? Like, are we...
No, you don't need to roll initiative yet. You see her look and, like, gives a thumbs up, but, like, it's almost like a little bit of, like, a shrug because you see her pulling the door and, like, the lock is... It's locked and she goes to undo it and it relocks. And then she tries pressing, like, the window button and it's like... she can't even get out. It seems like she's 100% locked inside the car.
Can I...
I'm going to jump back to Squire because she had a... So you want United to drop you.
Yeah, but I can't leave Bridget on the bike by herself. So I don't know how to...
I have a question. Well, it was for Seth.
Landslide.
Sorry, dang it, Landslide.
Not so easy to remember new people's names, is it?
No, it's not.
Well, you theoretically, and I mean, like, I don't want to seem like I'm, like, directing the action, but, like, I'm happy to give suggestions. You could stop it, and United could catch up again pretty quick if he was carrying you.
All right, let's try it. I parked the Warbler real fast.
Okay. And Bridget's like, should I just, like, stay here?
Yeah, sorry. Just chill for a hot sec.
Okay.
All right, so I just grab Tracy and fly to the back of the car.
Is this a fox flying?
How do you want?
No, it's a Squire drop.
A Squire shot.
No, because you're not going to fling me. You're trying to get me as close as possible so that That's I can true. Grab onto the yes. back and then just dig my heels in.
I would like a speed contest from United and an agility contest from Squire.
Can I say that I can carry her like by her harness?
Yeah,
in that's the back, so that frees your arms up.
Totally makes sense.
No,
and Squire, are you trying to drop on top of the car and then dig your heels in, or basically like catch the back of the car?
Well, I just think that going on the back and then like if I land like on the top, that's the safest landing, and then I can just like
I get you
a slide back.
I get you. Okay,
so until my feet hit the ground.
Speed contest from United.
25
agility contest.
13.
Okay, you can mark experience for the 13.
Fuck.
And you can mark experience for the 25. And I'm going to give a couple of options here at the same time here. So United, your option is either to, since you were trying to just take off really quick, kind of go, and your options are going to impact each other, but you have to choose first because this is not a moment of real good communication. You're either going to kind of overshoot and drop or kind of overestimate how much strength you needed to lift and go a bit too high and drop. So you're going to go a bit too far and drop and be even with the car parallel, or too high.
So go too far, like in front of the car and drop. So I'm dropping Tracy in front of the car.
Or onto the front. This is going to depend on what choices she makes.
I would go too far and drop instead of taking her up higher. So if she's going to drop on the front of the car.
No one's resistant to fall damage.
That's right.
Oh, that's actually changed now. You can't be invulnerable to fall damage, but you can be resistant now with the updated rules. Okay, then Squire, you're being dropped in front of the car. You have the choice of being dropped onto the hood and doing a bit of potential damage to Maddie, or being dropped full on in front and taking the brunt of the damage yourself.
Full on in front. Let me catch this car.
Okay. Can you give me a strength contest then?
48.
Okay, that's definitely a pass. I'm trying to figure out. Okay, if I said it was moving at like 60 to 70 kilometers an hour, I think I'm going to roll like 6d10. Okay, I rolled 29 total on my 6d10, so 29 blunt kinetic damage as you dig into the street and catch the car.
That's halved to 14,
half it to 14, that's correct. And you see, you crumple into it, and Maddie flings forward as the airbags go off and is like safely caught in the airbags.
Good.
She also had her seatbelt on, you said.
Oh, she did have the seatbelt on.
Yep.
So you see actually like the side, you know how there's like side airbags? The side airbags go on and she kind of like buffers into those. And then can everybody give me a senses contest?
Why is it senses or dog shit?
25.
21.
20.
18.
18, 21. Can mark experience. Who got 25?
Me.
And Squire?
20.
Oh, 20. 20 can mark. So just landslide. You see as the car gets kind of picked up by Squire, and I feel like it rests on her chest forward, and the momentum, all of a sudden, there's like a little flash of light, and you almost think that it's like the headlights, and this body appears out of nowhere and like boom, 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 on the street, and it's the Raider. He's just appeared out of nowhere.
I boogie straight to him and try to catch him with a
what does that look like?
I boogie straight to him.
So like every third step is a shuffle to the side.
One, so two, little cha-cha-cha. Yeah. No, can I just rock slide to him and entangle him, please?
Out of nowhere, yes. Earth, Wind, and Fire just starts playing in the back.
Yeah, Jack, I'm thinking we have a new power that we have to add, which is the boogie.
It's double your movement speed.
And
there's a huge charisma bonus.
Yeah, your opponent rolls with disadvantage for their confusion.
Yeah.
Can you give me an it's like attack the roll, please?
Yes.
For entangling him.
22.
Yeah, that definitely hits.
And so I don't wanna like damage him or anything. I just wanna entangle him.
Okay, so you see him kind of get up and looks like he's about to run away, and you entangle him, and a bunch of the earth comes out and like rips up the road a little bit, kind of ties him up, and there's like a mix of rebar in there along with some plant matter and everything, and you just hold him kind of snugly, and he's got like his left arm out slightly. And as so, there is still cars on the road. So basically, it's kind of all happens at once. Squire catches the car, he falls out. Landslide's the only person to notice. She zips him up in the entanglement, and his left arm's out. And this other bus that was on the road kind of veers to miss this car crash. And it's like a New Olympus by Night bus, tour bus with all these people on it. And you see,
are they doing the boogie?
You see his fingers just brush the side of the bus, and this light flash happens again, and he's gone. And all of a sudden, the bus like and starts veering away and going off, and it's filled with people. And all the people inside the bus veers, and they're all like with their drinks, and they're like, whoa, like just like partying. And you see there's like a tour guide on the bus, and he has a fake beard and Titan helmet. He's dressed as Titan, like a really bad costume. And he's like pointing out different, like, oh, this battle happened over here. And this, like,
oh my God.
I think this is the time to roll initiative.
Okay. 18 for Squire.
17.
19 for moi.
I rolled really well. 23.
Okay. United, you're up first. You have not seen any of this. It depends if Landslide is relaying everything or not.
I go, guys, a little help here, please.
So Tracy's still holding the car?
I think it's been let down by this point.
Bonk.
I mean, how much does a car weigh? I don't think it was really like a strenuous thing for her.
I Google it.
Honestly, she could one-arm press a car.
I was going to go and check on Maddie, but Landslide just yelled, help, please. So I'm going to go straight towards her.
He's driving the He's driving the party bus. We need to go after him.
I got an idea. Do you want to come?
Yeah.
So I grab Landslide and we go after the bus.
Whoa!
Okay. How much does a car weigh?
1,700 kilos, and my max lift is 50,000, so...
Oh, so she's juggling the car.
She's like...
With her fingers,
she was like...
no, I'm using both hands because my agility is garbage.
I won't count picking up Landslide as an action. So just your movement catching up with the bus. What's your other?
Well, what I was wondering is it just a regular bus or it's sort of the open air on the top?
It's an open air. It's like a double decker open air on the top, and like on the bottom, it's like a moving bar. So it's like a bar on the bottom.
It's a party bus.
It's like a party bus.
So okay, so I'm gonna fly to the top of the bus, put Landslide on the top, and I'm going to say, I'm going to go down below and get the people out. can you use your vines to get the people off the top?
Yes.
And then I'm going to go down inside.
Okay.
And that's a lot, so I figured that's...
Yeah, I think that's going to be the end of your turn.
Okay.
Also, can I see, is there, like, what's the driver doing?
You mean Titan?
No, he's the tour guide.
No, he's the tour guide on top. And he
he's dressed as Titan, though.
What's the driver dressed as? You drop Landslide on the top, and the Titan guy at the top, he's like,
whoa, looks like some real superheroes out here, everybody. I definitely know these people because I'm Titan.
And as I'm running by, you see Centurions. Like,
these are the new Centurions. You might know them from
right now.
Righteous.
Pause. Is this like a? He's actually pretend like this is like a birthday party princess situation where someone's like hired Titan to be at their birthday party.
No, this is like he has over the New Olympus laurel wreath lapel that Titan has on his costume a name tag that says like "Hello, my." Wait, hold on. Let's get a tweeter on this.
Please tell me his name.
Bogey. Righteous.
You said
this is an excellent adventure.
New Olympus by night, so New Olympus by Nobin. It's like N-O-B-N. N-O-B-N. My name is Coleman Trevor.
Coleman.
That's I think that's a Star Wars reference that someone requested for their name.
Excellent.
It's Geek Peak, the Geek Peak Pod.
No problem, New Centurion.
United.
No problem, United.
But yeah, so what's the driver doing?
The driver, you come down right as you see, like, you know how those bus seats, they're really, really adjustable, mm-hmm. right? With all the, you see it like bucking him around and then like spits him out on the side. And the steering wheel is going by itself. And then all of a sudden the gas pedal just bottoms out all the way to the bottom, and the truck or the bus rather starts accelerating really rapidly.
Is the bottom full of people too, or is it just the people on top?
The bottom had a few stragglers, but they also have like a bar set up down there. Most of the people were up top.
Okay, guys, the driver's down, the bus is driving itself.
Excellent.
We got to stop it.
Seth's getting the people off the top, and she's boogieing for some reason to the dance music.
So are you just ending, just standing right in the middle of the...
I thought I was done. Do I still have an action left?
Well, I mean, not really, but like, where are you actually ending your movement?
Well, I'm going to try and yell at everybody to get to the top so we can get them off.
Okay, tell me how that looks like.
Hey, everybody, get to the... We're going to get you out of here. Get to the top deck.
I think it comes out like everybody, hey everybody, get to, because it's like, oh, like the music, like, and like, yeah, you come down and you're all glowing and people are like, whoa.
So I'm gonna, I don't want to yell into the mic, but everybody get to the top deck.
And you put your hands up like that and whoa.
Jack, you're clipping so hard on the mic. The echo through Amanda's mic after the fact.
Perfect.
So I'm gonna start like grabbing people and moving up to the, like
okay, that yeah. starts getting it.
Yeah.
That starts getting the
also yeah. helping the driver up.
Yeah, yeah. So you help the driver up.
Is the driver dressed like someone?
The driver is dressed the driver's just like Sure Shot. She's in a Sure Shot
nice
outfit.
Nice.
So United, yeah, she's got toy guns on the side. So United bends over and starts helping up the driver. And as you bend over, the seat, boom, like slaps you right in the butt really hard. As you,
well then, rather forward.
9 blunt kinetic damage. as it like slams forward on you as you're trying to help pick her up. And the bus kind of veers and it hits a street lamp and all, or not a street lamp, a power line pole, and all the power lines kind of come around the front of the bus, and the whole front of the bus is like zzz, like kind of zapping with live wires now as well. Landslide, your turn.
I have a few questions. How many people are up top?
Well, probably like 20 to 25 people.
Okay. Can I like use Rooted Grove to like grab like 5-6 people at a time so they can safely like, so I can safely like bring them to the sidewalk or to the street?
Yeah, I would say so. I think this would kind of be like a new use of your powers. It's kind of based on Rooted Grove. But Rooted Grove, it's going to be like a 3-meter diameter. So I think you're mm-hmm. probably able to get most of the people on the roof, and we'll just say that it's a rooted grove, and you can, I'll do one attack roll for everybody, mm-hmm. and we'll call it people getting like picked off.
Okay. That was 23.
23. Yeah, definitely. So I'm going to say you get half as many people off. I'm going to say you get 12 people off with your, so you get about half the people off with your rooted grove. And because you probably throw out a bunch of seeds onto, mm-hmm. onto the top layer of the bus and you start picking people off, I'll let you choose. Does the Titan Coleman, does he go with them or does he stay on?
He goes with them.
Okay, he goes, whoa! Is he like, flip him off the side?
Take care of those people. We'll be right back.
Sure thing. I'm a superhero.
Yeah, you are.
I just picture like a Duffman.
I think that's my turn, maybe.
No, that'll be like a... Oh, Coleman Trevor totally is. I think I can picture exactly which Jedi it is from. Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Wow.
Very cool.
No, that'll just be one action. Like interact with your environment.
Oh, okay. Then can I use either Rolling Roots or Rock Slide to like create a barrier in front of the party bus to maybe stop it? I feel like people are going to get hurt if I do it. So I don't
know. I think I'll do an intelligence contest for this one more so than, because if you're trying to stop it, it would take a lot to essentially like make enough dirt in a mound to safely run it down. I almost imagine it's like, you know those like runaway lanes, mm-hmm. that you see for trucks.
Yeah
So give me an intelligence contest for
that.
It
was an 11.
Okay, so you mark experience.
Yep.
And I'll give you a choice. You can essentially stop it dead or make a cool stunt ramp for it is basically what's going to happen, because it's pretty hard accelerating. It won't be a very high stunt ramp.
This bus can't go below 55 miles.
It'll either full stop and crash or stunt ramp and kind of see what happens.
You hear the spirit of Dusk Fox telling you what the right answer is.
Oh, God.
Yeah, just like,
you hear the spirit of Impact telling you what the right answer is.
All of a sudden, like Javelin way down the road gets like the sense and he's like, stunt ramp. Stunt ramp.
I kind of...
Stunt ramp.
I'm just trying to figure out who spanked me, so I don't say anything.
I don't want to get people hurt. But either way, someone's gonna get hurt. So I think I'm gonna go with the stunt ramp.
Okay.
Tell me it looks just like the bus that jumps in speed. Except cooler.
Then this is a movie. This will all be in slow motion, of course.
Of course.
With doves.
Okay, I'm just gonna put this.
Street
I'm just gonna,
Lance exploding just in the background.
Just because things happen all simultaneously, I'm just gonna put this one in my back pocket for a little bit. And Squire, it's your turn. We're gonna come back to this one.
You know, it's an up close image on what's his pickle's face watching it. Whoa.
I'm so getting fired.
How far away is the bus?
By this time, since it all happens kind of simultaneously, I'd say like a block and a half away.
What's the distance away?
Probably about 120 meters.
Oh, well, you know what, though? Because I got two, I will run towards it as much as I can, and then I'm shooting my grappling gun at it.
Cool.
You're going to water ski?
Yeah.
I'm going to dig my heels into the ground.
How much can your grappling take?
Like 105.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So you can definitely, so if you're doing your full run,
yeah.
And then you can, so yeah, you definitely grapple onto the back.
Can I, and I got a 17, but as I run, can I like also, and as I shoot, grab a hold of like a street lamp?
So you're trying to slow it down?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like we're building towards a whole bunch of things happening at once here. So why don't you give me a strength contest on that?
43.
Great. Back pocket. It's Javelin's turn.
No!
Shit.
Fuck.
Okay. Am I... So I'm still on the Warbler. Am I able to get up beside the bus?
Yes. With
my turn. Great. I'm going to do that. And then I'm going to stick my hand out and aim to blow out the tires on one side with the silver.
Cool.
If I can, Jack, you can mix this. If I can, I want to shoot the silver all the way through so that I actually puncture both tires. And
oh, so you're going like a full sweep right across.
Exactly. And I'm aiming like just below the rim. So it's that space between the rim and mm-hmm. where the rubber meets the road kind of thing.
This silver off your hand. So if it was just off off, like, the little tips of your fingers would probably only extend about a meter out.
Okay, max. So I can only get the one side.
I think you can only get the one side, okay. Yeah.
I assume that's an attack roll.
Yes. Or an agility contest. Your choice.
30 on the agility contest.
Yes. Okay, so you go straight by. So this is going to be your movement and your action. Then.
What I'm doing is I'm getting up to the front tire. I'm hitting, and then I'm slamming on the brakes.
Cool. Okay.
So that I get the back tire in the same go. This.
He's going to go with
Welcome to a Legends physics lesson, okay. Like, ladies and gentlemen.
So,
God, I can't wait for this to be on Mythbusters.
This is how it goes down. All these things happen at once. Daniel gets up to the side. He slams on the brakes, rips across right as the ramp is created in front. But all of the weight of the bus goes onto one side, so only the right side of the ramp goes. Impact gets a grappling hook out into the back of the thing, holding onto the street lamp. The bus hits the ramp on the side, does a full-on fucking barrel roll as because all the weight has gone down onto the tire side that Javelin has taken. But at the max point of Squire's reach, basically stops and shreds the kind of the pole, bends. Okay, so the street lamp bends, and she holds on with the grappling hook, and it barrel rolls, and everybody at the top of the bus is still strapped in with the okay. With the rooted grove. So basically, you do a full on barrel roll. I don't think it does a full like 360 barrel roll. I think it gets onto one side and slams into the street, and then the grappling hook unclips and it slides forward a bit further. All things considered, the only people getting banged up are Landslide, United, the driver, and the bartender, because those were the only people.
Did everybody else?
Everybody else was strapped in with the rooted grove because they were on top.
Everybody else went up.
Yes, because okay. Everybody else went up, and everybody they hit and they start doing the barrel roll. Everybody was like, "Yo!"
I have a very important question. Who is the bartender dressed up as?
The bartender is Tempest.
Can I make a pitch that as soon as, I don't know how close I am in the initiative order, as soon as it started to go sideways, since there's only three of us down there, that I try to get them all on my shield?
Do a hamster bubble?
Yeah.
You got to grab them.
I don't know.
I was picking up the driver. So he's right there, or she's right there.
To be fair,
I'm on up top.
Javelin looked in through the window and did just see you getting spanked by a chair. So I don't know if you knew exactly what was going on. I would make an argument that you could get the driver in only, probably.
I'll take what I can get.
Okay.
Get spanked by the
so
somebody spanked me.
You took 9 blood.
Hey, Jack.
Yeah.
United got Rikered.
Wow.
Oh, dude. Oh, wow.
Someone Rikered you.
Wow.
It's so stupid.
So everybody, Landslide, United, and the bartender take 24 points of blunt kinetic damage.
Oh.
But the bartender had like C tier stamina or something, right? Like she's in the 15% of people that have like C tier powers. So.
Maybe it actually was Tempest just partying from one night.
Sorry, did you say 25, Jack?
24.
24?
Blunt kinetic damage.
All good.
Is your shield out? How many points does your shield have?
It has 2 left.
Oh, 2 left. Okay. Yeah. And it is United's turn.
I'm going to, first I'm going to say to the driver, you're right.
Yeah. I'm all good.
Okay, and I'm gonna go straight over to the bartender and see how is. Sorry, is the bartender a guy?
It's Tempest.
Girl? Oh, it's Tempest. Right. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go straight
it's
to the bartender.
It's actually Tempest.
It's actually Tempest. Yeah. Tempest, are you okay?
And they have a name tag that says Anya.
Hi, Anya. Are you?
She's knocked unconscious.
Oh boy. Okay. And I don't like. Is she? I don't really want to move her. So Tracy, are you close by?
Yeah. And I'm like jogging towards.
I've got a the bartender in here.
No, sorry. I'm jogging back towards the Warbler so I can get...
Where's Bridget?
Bridget.
Yeah.
I do have...
still back there with the
bike.
I do have a minor advantage in with first aid, so I could probably do something.
Nice.
Oh yeah, from the training.
From the training thing.
You don't have any first aid supplies on you.
Can I look through the bus to see if I can find any first aid supplies?
We'll do.
Yeah, I'm just calling. Yeah, so I'm calling out to Tracy. I've got a the bartender in here took the full brunt of that.
Yeah, I'm gonna go grab Bridget and I'll zip right over.
Okay.
I'll buggy right over.
And I'm going to wait beside the bartender.
Can you give me a census contest, please, United?
23.
You can mark experience.
Anyone have eyes on the raider?
As you have Anya, Tressa's Tempest, like in your arms, and you're just holding her in an awkward position to make sure that like she has something broken neck or anything. All of a sudden she goes, yeah! And she like just gets up and like punches straight forward as she kind of comes to for a second. And she deals one kinetic blunt damage to you, but she all of a sudden just like,
are you okay?
Oh, what the fuck just happened?
Well, the bus fell over. I don't know exactly what happened, but you just lie still. Right, we got help coming.
Oh my god, you know these nights get pretty crazy. I wish I could say that was the first time that's happened.
What? Wow.
Yo, the new Olympus nightlife is fucking lit.
I'm gonna ask the bus driver. Can she come over and stay with her for a second?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, and then I'm gonna go outside of the bus to see if there's anybody else that needs help.
I think by this time Landslide's probably gotten the rest of the people off the bus. And you see Titan like full sprint, like running down the street, Coleman, as fast as possible, and he keeps like tripping on his cape and trying to like look it up behind him. And his like his fake beard's like half hanging off because he's all sweaty. Can you give me everybody who's by the bus, so everybody except for Squire, can you give me a census contest?
28.
29.
That was 29,
28? Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
So you all notice all of a sudden this flashing light again, kind of half limping out and then gradually standing up. The raider comes out and who's at the front? Closest to the front of the bus would be Landslide, I guess, probably, yeah, right?
Probably.
Because I got like
you see him
yeeted.
But United and Landslide and Javelin, you all see him run over to one of these power line and he like zoom into the transformer box and all of a sudden he just misses here, but all of a sudden one of the live wires that was wrapped around the front of the bus like whoosh, tries to whip Landslide and just barely misses, and you see the three that see this yellow glow in the transformer and then you see it like zip down the line to the next one.
I don't think we're catching that.
I don't have an action left, do I?
No, you're out.
I'm out. Okay.
It's Landslide next.
I don't know what to do. I could run after it, but and see where he goes. But at the same time, I want to be where everyone else is so I can help out. I'm gonna follow him. I'm gonna just rolling roots follow him to see where he goes.
Sweet. So So he only went one more down. So you can catch up, and you're right in front there. You've got one more action as well. Then
I can't catch him because he's literally like energy right now. You know what, my brain is saying, can I use rock slide to like maybe smother the power post that he's on?
Sure, yeah. Do you want to give me an attack roll?
Yeah. 19 20 23.
So you definitely you hit, and I don't think, no, don't roll for damage on this, so because I don't know if you can damage electricity with
with earth
stone.
No.
Yeah. So basically what happens is you hit it and it topples over, and right as it like boom hits the ground, you see it like cough and spill him out, and he basically rolls on the ground a little bit, and then the entire block along your side all like goes out of power.
Oye, ¿qué pasó? Blackout. Thank you.
Squire, it's your turn.
I'm running back to the Warbler, hopping on it, and getting to the bus so that I can get Bridget to the people that need healing.
And, okay, so Bridget's still there, so you just jump on and take off?
Yeah.
And just under her breath, you hear, like, feel the rhythm, feel the rhyme, watch out, everybody.
I love that. That's awesome.
And you get her back over, and she immediately starts healing people.
Cool.
Going around. She goes to the bartender first, and then she goes... around and starts healing everybody else as well.
Cool.
You would have one more action as well. I'm just going to count that as your movement.
Do I see the raider now?
Yeah.
How far away is he?
Maybe another 20 meters down the road.
Grappling gun.
You're going to grapple gun him?
Yeah. Does a 22 hit?
Yes.
5 kinetic piercing damage, and I want to pull him. I can pull him 10 feet towards me, it says. So start pulling him back.
We
got
to change that because we're changing everything to metric. I would just say you could just pull him the whole way towards you if you want.
Pull him back.
So straight up to you?
Yeah, into my fist if I'm allowed to keep my fist out while you're trapped. No, that's okay. I don't need to do that.
You should mount your grappling gun on the back of your hand so it can just come right into your fist.
Okay, so you zip him towards and he gets like, I would say he gets within a couple of meters of you.
Excellent.
Next person's turn is Javelin.
I'm still on the Warbler. I'm actually going to head back to the car and just make sure Officer Maddie is okay.
Oh, yeah, sweet. Okay, so you zip right down the road.
Yeah. Is she alive?
Oh, she's already calling it in now that she's like, she's on top of things. She's coordinating, like blocking off the block and... Yeah, she's good. She's got a little gash on her head that was bleeding. It seems to have stopped. She's holding a ripped off part of her coat onto it. But she's like, yeah, I'm going to need like the whole area radius corded off by protector units. And she's on top of things.
I'm going to offer her the back seat and get her down to the bus as well. I feel like she's probably more use there.
For sure. Yeah. So she jumps on and you use the brake.
We're headed back. I think that's probably my turn.
Yeah. United.
So the raider is on the end of Tracy's gun.
Yeah.
I march right up to him and I punch him in the nose.
Roll the attack.
Very on brand. He's upset that he got spanked.
You should spank him back.
14
yeah,
hits.
It technically was him that spanked you.
Mm-hmm.
15.
Are you spanking?
No, I'm just punch him in the nose.
Okay, so you walk up and you punch him, and he goes down to the ground, and that's gonna be your turn as well, basically, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. So he goes down to the ground, and you see him. He's last in the order here.
That's my turn. That I punch him. I do a second attack, so I'm just gonna glow up the other fist and just say like. Spill your beans, man.
He looks up at you. He's like kneeling on the ground and he jumps at Squire and all of a sudden light flashes and disappears. And as Squire takes a step back, kind of in surprise, all of a sudden her grappling gun shoots like in a big high arc. And then right at the end of the arc, the light flashes and he just like...
What's up, my dudes? It's Emily. I hope you're enjoying issue 45 of Legends of Superhero Story. Thank you so much for listening. I'm interrupting because I want to tell you all about sponsors and some other housekeeping stuff.
Hello, Legends. Looking to celebrate your fandom? Whatever you geek out about, Loot Crate has a subscription box for you with themes such as Marvel, anime, gaming, and more. Each crate is filled with hand-picked, awesome geek and gamer products. From shirts, gear, and gadgets, they have also included limited edition collectible items from brands you know and trust. Go to lootcrate.com today and use promo code THELEGENDSCAST for 15% off when you sign up. That's lootcrate.com for geeky goodness delivered right to your door.
Are you looking for a D&D podcast with a dark side? Something more like Game of Thrones and less like Monty Python? Tale of the Manticore is part dark fantasy audio drama, part solo D&D RPG. There's no plot armor here. The dice make all the important decisions. Join me as I resurrect the excitement, wonder, and emotion of old-school D&D. Made for a mature audience, Tale of the Manticore is both a fiction and a game. It's the story where chaos rolls.
The easiest way to support the Legends Cast is to become a patron at patreon.com/thelegendscast. Check out our show notes also to join our Discord server and come hang out with us. We chat about a lot of cool things on there. If you'd like to support some heroic merch, you can head to thelegendscast.threadless.com to check out all the cool stuff we have up there. Make sure you're following us on social media at The Legends Cast. And if you're looking for more information on the rulebook, head to @matchplaygames or support our website, which is www.matchplaygames.ca. Thank you so much, everyone who's tweeted about the show. Remember that if you tweet using hashtag the Legends Cast, we might name an NPC after you. Just like in this episode, we had Coleman, who is named for at Geek Peak Pod. They're on Awesome Pod. You should also check them out. And then Anya as well was a tweeter. So thank you so much for tweeting about the show, guys. We got a couple others coming up in the next episode, so keep your ears open. If you have not already left the show a review on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser, you should go do that pretty quickly, because there are only 3 more chances that we are doing our monthly giveaway for. So we'll draw someone for July, August, and September, and then that'll be it for a while, because then we'll have done it for a whole year since we started. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, follow, download, all of it. Do all of it. And until next time, stay vigilant.
So basically he
just went into the gun.
He went into the gun and he shot, and then at the end he released himself from the gun and shot out the line and basically shot himself. And you see him, you know when Buzz Lightyear jumps and then the wings pop out of his and he does the little glide? So his jetpack engine's broken, but you see him do like a little Buzz Lightyear glide, like the wings go out and he glides, and he goes just behind the fence of a construction yard on the right side at the end of the block.
This guy.
So that was the end of the order. Are we re-rolling or are we keeping?
Are we still in initiative? Okay, I'm re-rolling. That's better. 20 for me now.
I think he's going to keep as well. United is up first.
I'm going to. Who am I next to? I'm next to Tracy. I'm just going straight to the yard where he flew into.
Okay.
And I'm powering my shield back up.
Okay. Can you give me a census contest, please?
20.
Mark experience.
Dang.
It's quiet. Too quiet. Are you doing anything else, or are you just hovering there?
I go straight to where he went in.
So you saw him kind of arc up and then disappear behind a fence.
Yeah.
So you didn't see. So you're just sitting.
I'm going straight to where I thought he went.
Okay. I think it's kind of sandy. And maybe you see kind of like a land, like in the dust, and then a bunch of footprints going out and around the corner of the building.
I'll follow the footprints.
Cool. So you follow the footprints and they end at like a generator.
Is the generator plugged in or is it on or is it just...
It's cold. And there's a bunch of lines, like wires leading all over the site from the generator.
I punch the generator.
Give me an attack roll or a strength contest, your choice.
What's the strength contest? Oh my God. 22.
You drive your fist through it and it sparks a little bit and fizzles.
Okay, I don't know. Well, he's not in this generator over here.
So you come down on top of the generator, boom, right?
Yeah.
And the bunch of sparks and it fizzles and everything. And then, do you want to give me another census contest, please?
23.
Okay, you can mark experience.
Oh, no.
You, boom, go down and you're like, oh, well, he's not on the generator. And you turn around, right as a wrecking ball, if it's a crane.
Oh, my God.
Do we see that? Well, we don't, because he's on the other side. Do we hear it?
I can't yell out, it came in like a wrecking ball.
23 blunt kinetic damage.
Right. Mama.
Good thing that shield went back up. I'm rolling low I feel like everything is low since the stars aligned and I did max damage on Daniel in the last session. 60 damage. Okay.
He's in the crane. He's in the crane.
He's in the crane.
And it swings, so it, boom, hits you across the yard and swings back. And it's just kind of as, and then like a pendulum. And you hear this little zoop.
Okay.
Javelin, it's your turn.
I assume I would have seen him fling himself into the yard as well?
Yes. Yeah, everybody saw the fling into the yard. Yeah.
All right. I'm racing up to the fence, dropping the warbler and jumping in too.
Sweet.
I guess, like, what would I see? Like, I would see the... like the wrecking ball is still swinging. So I guess I would make my way towards that, but I don't have a lot else to go on right now.
Okay. You can run over. You can give me a census contest if you want, kind of like survey the environment.
29.
So you kind of hear the zoom, zoom, and then you hear another second one. And it sounds like it came from behind you.
What is there a machine behind me?
There are a big row of all parked. There's a forklift, a front end loader, like a dump truck, a steamroller.
Daniel has ideas. Are any of them turned on?
You can't tell.
I'm going to jump on top of the closest one.
Okay, I think the closest one kind of parked like in the furthest corner is the dump truck.
Okay.
It kind of goes big to small. So you got a dump truck, then you got a like a front end like loader, and then a steamroller, and then a forklift.
Okay. I'm just jumping on top and waiting for something to happen then.
Okay. Landslide, it's your turn.
Is everyone in my vicinity looking okay and healthy-ish?
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, everybody's good now. Bridget has gone over and made sure everybody's top-notch.
Is Bridget going to get in trouble because she's not registered?
I don't know. Is Bridget going to get in trouble because she's not registered? Who knows? Is Bridget going to get in trouble because he ditched the sanctuary? Yeah.
Oh, no.
Jack writes down notes for later.
Okay, I'm going to rock slide to the other side of the fence, because it's a fence, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
rock slide to the other side of the fence. What do I see? I see just...
Nothing. You see Javelin standing on top of the dump truck.
What's your plan? I say it in the comms so people can't hear it. What's your plan?
Do I really look like a guy with a plan?
I mean,
What else are you doing?
I'm thinking, because I don't know what the guy is, right? He's in one of the machines.
Yeah, I guess Javelin knows for sure he's in one of these four. And I assume that would be related to the rest of the team.
Then as she comes in, I'm not going to say anything, but I'm just going to point at the row, trying to indicate that there's one's in there, or that he's in one.
Okay, using the rest of my rock slide, I want to just... again, just smother one of the machines, maybe the farthest one from Javelin.
Okay, so that would be the closest one to you, which would be the forklift. I think probably you land on top of it and you just fill up the entire bay.
Yeah, kind of like a wave of sand.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, that's my turn.
Cool. Yeah, Squire.
I also go into the construction yard, and when I get there, I'm gonna punch one of the other ones that are there.
Which one do you want? Steamroller or front end loader?
I kind of just want to wait for him to make a move. Like, I don't want to destroy anyone's equipment, you know?
That's fair.
So I guess I'll just wait and forfeit my turn.
Okay. And you're just waiting?
I'd like to position myself in the center area-ish where I can see all of everything.
Okay, so maybe you go over to like the kind of the construction zone and everything.
Yeah.
Cool. United, then. It's your turn.
I'm pissed. I got hit with a wrecking ball. How many machines were there?
There's four. There's a dump truck, front end loader, steamroller, forklift.
Dump truck, front steamroller, front end loader.
Dump truck, front end loader, steamroller.
Okay, so the two in the middle are the steamroller and the front end loader.
Yes.
I'm going to come back and I'm going to blast straight at the steamroller and the front end loader because DF's on one. Seth's on the other. Oh, sorry, Javelin's on one. Landslide's on the other. Two in the middle are open. And I'm just going to blast them both.
Okay. Is this your two attacks?
Two attacks.
Okay.
14.
Hits.
Ooh, 18.
Both hit.
Okay. And my damage on the first one is 18. My damage on the second one is 11.
Okay. So you blast the front end loader doing 18 damage. Goes straight out into the street. And you blast the steamroller. And it like curves around to the big barrel on the front, right? Like that. And then all of a sudden the steamroller flares to life and it goes as it slowly starts
backing up.
No, going forward towards forward. Yeah, he's flooring it. They don't go very fast. It's like that scene in Austin Powers. Stop!
Or the one in Deadpool. I'm going to kill you in 5 minutes.
This is Zamboni.
All right. Okay, we found out which one he's in, guys.
I mean, the funny thing is your movement's over, so you're kind of just screwed if I decide to run you over with the steamroller.
I didn't say how close I got to them. I shot them. I didn't punch them.
That's true. How far can a steamroller move in 1 second?
What are you trying to do to me here, man?
Also, whose turn is there right now?
United Pancake. It's Jumpstart's turn. It's the writer. That's why it's going like.
They top out at 8 miles per hour.
Okay, it's not getting anywhere. Okay, that was more of a joke overall. He jumps out of it. So
12.8 kilometers.
So he could move in a turn 12 meters theoretically, which is probably not close enough. Yeah. Okay. He jumps out and levels his energy rifle and takes a shot at Atomic.
Who?
United. Dealing two energy damage. And and then it just like, and it breaks a little bit.
I look super serious at him and I just shake my head. I don't even flinch.
You see him go really, really wide-eyed and he sprints towards Squire.
No!
Grabs your arm and goes into the skeleton of Squire. Can you give me a strength contest, please?
44.
So you basically see him and he looks beat to shit. Like he's been in a crashed car, a crashed bus, hit you with a wrecking ball. He looks really, really bad shape. Basically, all of a sudden you see he zips into the skeleton, like the mech suit skeleton around Squire. And all of a sudden you see Squire's limbs start to move slightly. And then she puts her arms back down and the suit rips off and like a little stick figure starts running away like tick, 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 as it starts running away across the lot, like tick, 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 like running like a little stick figure as the whole skeleton has come off from around her.
So dumb.
This is That's basically awesome. Bedknobs and broomsticks.
Javelin, it's your turn.
I'm sorry in advance, Tracy. Does the suit like run on hydraulics? Like, is there a joint somewhere that like I?
Oh yeah, there's joints.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
They're not hydraulics. They're like motors, though.
But isn't it like an empty servos. Shell?
It's like a skeleton. It's basically like a little skeleton running around, like a little mechanical skeleton.
Okay.
It's got a spine, it's got legs, and it's got arms, and then like a little like stick for a head.
I'm going to jump after it, and I'm going to attack one of the motors driving the legs.
Okay. Roll to attack.
14.
Yeah, 14 hits.
And I'm mad at him right now. So, 2. Yikes. 26 damage.
So you like slash both its legs out from under it, and it collapses to the floor, and it starts pushing away with its arms up in front of like an imaginary head, like a little stick man, like, and it's just like making these like scraping, it's sliding on the concrete floor, it can't really get away very far, and it's just like,
do I still have an action at like, this point?
No, because you moved and attacked, so that's going to be the end of your turn. Landslide, it's your turn.
Rolling roots to him, and then I'm gonna grab my necklace and put it around him to see if it serves as a power dampener, just like how we talked about.
Huh.
I think you broke. I was gonna say.
Do I remember?
See, the problem is he's not human right now.
Can I put it around the stick figure?
Yeah, and I don't. I won't make you roll for it because, like, it's just looping it around. But I don't think anything happens. I don't. Yeah, because like,
wouldn't?
I'm not saying like how it would work in the future. But he's not human right now.
Mm-hmm. If it prevented him using his power, isn't he stuck as a stick figure now?
Actually, that's not bad. I like that one. Okay, great. Thank you. So you put it around, and all of a sudden you hear like the... and this little like light flashes all over it as it seems like he's trying to escape, and he can't get out
of the stick figure.
That's awesome.
He had it coming. And
then, he did. Can I use the remains of my... Did I rock slide or did I rolling roots?
You rolling roots over. So I think that would have taken up... That's probably your turn then.
Okay.
And then you put the action as... around. That's going to end the order there because you've essentially... I count... You don't just have to knock people out to end initiative. That counts as defeating him.
I'd also like to nominate Landslide for a hero point for that inventive use of her necklace.
Actually, yeah, you know what? You can get a hero point for that. That's pretty inventive.
Well done.
Yay.
And he's not... He's like... And he can't get out.
Aww.
I got a hero point.
I think he at one point he gets up on his feet again and he's like and he just kind of slumps and looks down at the ground like this imaginary stick figure.
So did everybody on the bus come over and is standing at the fence cheering us now?
Yes.
Including Titan
and including in a news van, Marty McRoy has just stepped out and they are rolling.
Good.
I think What's he doing?
Have we talked to Marty yet about the
nope.
We got to get to Marty now to tell him not to say
yeah,
formally Atomic.
I'm gonna head over to Marty.
Okay.
Is the film's rolling already?
Yes. Yes, the film is rolling.
You know what I mean.
Wow, you like set yourself up for that one.
Here's the thing. New Olympus news crews really care about the quality of the image.
I'm not thinking straight since I got Rikered. I'm going to go up to straight up to Marty and say, Mr. McElroy, so nice to see you. I'm wondering if we could have a word with you in private, please. And, I'm just kind of nodding towards him.
You have a full cowl now, right?
Oh, yeah, I got a cowl.
Yeah, but it's still the same thing that...
It's the same outfit, though, right? He saw me wearing this outfit because we talked to him.
No, we were out of a costume.
No, we weren't.
We were out of costume because I remember that we were like, how does he know where we live and we're not in our... we were out of costume because we went back to the base to get changed before we walked back.
Okay. Okay,
so cool. You start walking over, and he runs over and goes, I'm joined here by Mr.
Mr. United.
United. Ooh, what a fitting name. That's a great name. Well, can you tell us what went down here tonight, Mr. United?
I'd prefer, actually, if you talk to some of my teammates about this. We're the new Centurions.
Oh, for sure. Do you mind introducing everybody for me, Mr. United?
Sure. This is Squire.
Nice to meet you.
Javelin.
Nice to meet you.
And our hero point recipient, Landslide.
Nice to meet you.
How do you do?
I'm very, very well, thank you. How are you?
Fantastic.
Say,
thanks
who's for, that oh. stick figure trying to run across the lot back there? And just
you
like this
blast
sliding.
No, I didn't blast him. That'd be terrible.
I run over and I just sling this the like mech over my shoulders and carry it over, kicking and screaming.
Okay, it's like, and it just gives up really quickly as well. I think you've probably like tied the necklace around it.
We've hog tied it with the necklace.
Oh no!
So the new Centurions, you said. How? I mean, new isn't the name, but how new are you?
Pretty new. We've been going for a few weeks now.
Excellent. That's good to hear. It's the first newsworthy thing I guess I've seen, but good job, everybody.
Thank you. Love your work.
Oh, thank you. You've heard of me?
Everybody knows you. You're Marty McElroy.
He blushes hard.
Ooh.
And he's like, do I know you?
No. No, we're new to the city.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I sure hope I'll see more of you guys around. And he's like looking directly at United when he says that.
And we hope to be seeing more of you, Mr. McElroy.
All right. Well, this is Marty McElroy signing. And right as he says that, the Titan guy goes, "Hey, Mom!"
good old Coleman.
So he signs off?
And he signs off.
You filming?
Yeah. Mr. McElroy, can I talk to you in private, please?
Oh, absolutely, Mr. United. What can I do for you?
So is there a place we can go?
Well, do we want to take... Here, the three of us can take the Raider back to Maddie, and you can talk to him.
Oh, I thought that we would all talk to him about... Okay, either way.
So you hand over the sick figure to
Maddie.
Maddie, are you taking the necklace off? Or are you letting Maddie like keep him with the necklace?
Does Maddie have, if she's called Protector Units, do they have any power dampening things?
I think
with
they probably
them?
Have like power dampening cuffs. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll take the necklace off, let him get out, and put the cuffs on him.
Okay. Cool. So you take the. Are you? We'll do this first, and then we'll talk to Marty. So you take the necklace off, and he just stands there.
He doesn't come out of it.
He just stands there.
I need that suit back.
What do you do?
I go up close and I say, get out of the goddamn suit.
Power dampening. He can't. We took the necklace off, but then we put.
I think.
Can you not get out of it?
It seems like he's trying again.
Do you have stamina? Does he need like a 15? Does he need to take a quick nap?
I don't know. It seems like he's stuck. Maybe he's out of stamina. Maybe he was pretty beat to shit, but.
Hey, fine. Well. I don't want to leave him like alone with like Maddie or anyone because
I this probably isn't gonna work, but I'm just gonna like try and kick it, like trying to like literally kick him out of it.
Okay, so roll to attack.
26.
Yeah, 26 hits.
I'm not even like really trying to like damage it. I'm just like a little kick, as in like to
like shake him out of it.
You see those Boston Dynamics videos when they were early testing and they like kick it and it just like and it just dunks and falls over. Like yeah, it basically does that. You just like bully the robot. Like you kick it and just like boom and scrapes along the floor along. Like the skeleton is pretty like scuffed and broken up now as well. Like it's not looking too hot. Because of everything that has happened to it.
I say we get you a new exoskeleton.
Yeah, I mean, like, Knight could provide it really quickly.
Okay, well, put some cuffs on this one then, I guess, until...
Yeah, okay, so they put some cuffs on it. They have to go really, really tiny with the cuffs and tighten them up. But then they put him into the back of a van of like one of the armored trucks and they take him out.
Okay.
Cool. And back to Marty then?
Yep.
So the crowd is dispersed by now and Marty stays. He goes, "Well, what's happening, everybody?
We're all together again?"
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. McElroy, we need to ask if we can rely on your professionalism to keep something to yourself.
Oh, absolutely. Consider this off the record.
And I take my cowl off.
Holy guacamole, Atomic? Wait.
No.
You're a bad guy now.
No.
Wait a second. And he's like looking and he's like, "Wow, these masks really fool people." You're all bad guys.
No, Marty, we're not. We've been impersonated. There's people running around mimicking our powers and...
There's clones.
There's clones.
I have an evil twin myself. And I totally understand.
You can't just drop that. You can't.
Could you mind me asking what his name is?
We call him Farty in my family.
Come on. Marty and Farty McElroy.
Wow. I'm sure you two are a hoot at parties.
No, I'm just, I'm just joking. I call him Farty, but his name's Dennis.
Dennis. If you notice the clones, the fake dynamos that are out there, they're still going, you know, with the original costumes, and their Atomic is going by Atomic with the purple. I chose this red costume to honor somebody very important to me, and that's why I chose the name United.
Well, I think that's very fitting. He was at the funeral, so
yeah,
he knows.
He was.
I think that's very fitting.
And also, you told him about the name change.
Yeah, I did.
Marty's dump stat is intelligence, apparently. Less than a week ago.
As soon as you tell him about the name change, he goes, "Oh, yeah."
Like, that was on Monday. This is Wednesday. Yeah,
exactly.
Monday the previous week, wasn't
so,
it?
No, it's the same Monday.
Oh, shit.
We're basically going undercover to be able to find out who's behind it and clear our names. So... we'd appreciate it if you kept it out of the papers.
Absolutely. You can count on me, United.
But please publish anything you want about the new Centurions, because that's part of the plan, right?
Exactly.
Will do. In these new clickbaity article times, I can get 6 or 7 stories out of this one night.
Awesome. If you want more details about what happened, that guy dressed as Titan over there will probably have a bunch.
Oh, he's already been talking my ear off.
Thanks, Marty. We appreciate it.
No worries. Thank you. And this is Marty McElroy signing off. Sorry, I just wanted to get that in there. He interrupted me before.
Look around. There's nobody else here. Do you guys have anything else you want to say?
Nope.
No.
No, I say we get healed up again and go after that one guy that we were trying to go after.
The one guy that we were going after before the side quest.
We're going after the one guy that we were going after before the guy that we went after before got away. We had to go after that guy.
What's the plan?
All raiders.
Let's go after the baby raider.
Yeah, Raider Jr.
Just completely blanket term. They're all Raiders. No, just kidding.
They were Raiders.
Yeah, they were Raiders. So you're going after Baby Raider now?
Yeah
Raider Jr.
Baby Raider, cool. Yeah.
How's everybody's health? Everybody good?
Hey, Bridget.
I'm great now.
Bridget comes over and she's like, "Hi, guys. That bartender gave me a really nice drink."
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And she's like looking really happy.
Oh, sweetheart. I sit her down. Do we have any water or like anything that she can eat? Do we have water?
I don't know.
Do we have atomic power bars?
Oh, yeah. Nah, he dumped them all.
Dumped them. You know what? Maybe I should start carrying those again. Maybe not atomic ones, but other ones.
Tape over them. Yeah.
Sharpie them out.
No, there's probably like a convenience store across the street or something. Like, I don't want this to be like the main ending because we're just going to wrap the first episode.
Is there a midnight pizza joint for her?
Oh, you know what? I think she comes over.
She doesn't have the munchies.
She comes over with like the bowl of pretzels from the bartending cart and she's all happy and she's like, "They gave me a drink and these pretzels," and like she's just like going at it.
I think
she's fine. She's fine.
We should take her back to the base.
Probably.
Yeah.
Can I drive the Warbler?
No.
Yes.
Not, dude. I flick Javelin.
No.
No. We'll take you back.
Okay. And you guys just head back to base then?
Yeah.
Yeah. Before we go, I want to check my like tracker app though to see whereabouts the tracker was headed or has gone.
It seems to have stopped in Old Town.
Cool.
Is that one of the addresses in Old Town?
I am looking at my notes. Yes, it was. Is it by 903-2301 Tempest Crescent, Founders Bay Old Town? The gas station?
You check it. It is 2301 Tempest Crescent that it is stopped at.
It's the gas station.
Excellent.
Cool. All right. Well, that was on our list to check out anyway. So
sweet.
Onward.
So you guys head back to base then?
Yes.
Yeah.
And as you are warbling back, Bridget throws up on Squire on the warbler.
I almost wish the collective was still around just to see what two people trying to control Tracy would have been like.
Yes. Swear to God.
It'd be like Pacific Rim trying to pilot like the two people. Ugh. Oh man, I hadn't thought about using the suit. Thanks for that one.
Oh no.
Right, so
thank you for listening to Legends, a Superhero Story. If you like the show, tell your friends. And if you didn't, tell your enemies. We can't lose either way. Make sure to give us a follow on social media at The Legends Cast. And don't forget to review and subscribe. See you next week.